Good evening, all. We are up to the second half of discussing mitzvah beis, the mitzvah of bris milah. So says the chinuch as follows: Dinei hamitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, which are these: Almi muteles milah sakatanim, who has the responsibility to give the bris milah to minors? V'chein milah savadim, and similarly, who has the responsibility to give a bris milah to slaves? Right, yilid bias. Let's say specifically Canaanite slaves. Yilid bias. Let's say either in the circumstance where they are born in the. His mother is already enslaved to a master, and now she has a child. So that's one situation. So whose responsibility to circumcise this kid? Umiknas kesef. And similarly, someone who was living their non-Jewish life, and then they are purchased as a slave later in their life. So who has the responsibility to give the bris milah to that slave? Chiluk shebeinam, and the difference between these two cases, where he was born into slavery or he was bought later in life. All these laws are within sort of the concept of bris milah. We have to figure out what these laws are. Says the chinuch. Continues the chinuch. Ve'ei ze inyan dochen meshvila shabbos yom tov. Another question that we have to know, right? We spoke a little bit about yesterday, is when is this mitzvah I'm going to be docha Shabbos? When will giving a circumcision on the eighth day for a boy, if the bris will be on Shabbos, when would that happen? And which child will we have to wait that you can't do it on the eighth day? If it's Shabbos, you would have to wait beyond the eighth day. V'yeser prata, and all these additional laws of the mitzvah, mivarim v'ferek yutes mishabbos v'ferek dalad mivamos, that all these laws can be found in the 19th parak of Masechah Shabbos and in the 4th parak of Masechah Yevamos. V'sham, b'shabbos yisispa'er, and in Masechah Shabbos, the following is explained, ki hamal mivarich, that a person who gives a circumcision, essentially the mohel, right, he makes the following bracha, bracha tashem l'kinu malach ha'olam, asher k'dishanu v'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al hamilah, that's the bracha that is made. Vavi haben, and the father of the child, O based in b'makom she'inav. So whether it's the father of the child or when there's no father for the child, the based in themselves, mavarach, and make the following bracha: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Right, the bracha of that you're going to be entering this child into the bris, into the covenant of Avram. And everyone there answers, right? We know this. Anyone here who has been to a bris, we know this is exactly what happens. Anyone who is there responds, Geshem Shazacha the bris, Kain Izakeo Ha'el Torah L'chuv Alamasim Tovim. All right, that just like he merited going into the bris, so too he should also merit to learn Torah, to get married, and to do good deeds. And finally, says the chinuch, concluding this mitzvah, this mitzvah applies in every time, in every location. A woman is actually not required to give her son a bris milah. Ela ha'av, right? Only the father is the one who is obligated to do it. Or when there's no father, then the beis din would do it, and the mother doesn't have a technical obligation from the Torah. Let's say a person does not do this mitzvah. So this is talking about a person who gets to the age of 13, right, and now he realizes he's not circumcised. So the overall al mitzvah zo, if this person did not do this mitzvah, v'lo malatzmon, he didn't circumcise himself, mishegi lechal anashin, when he arrives to the age of when he can receive punishment, which is shehin yud gimel shana v'yom echad, which is when he's 13 years old in one day, b'chol yom. Every single day that passes, once he reaches this adulthood, once he reaches past the age of 13, he is considered as if he has violated a positive commandment. If he dies and he never circumcised himself for intentionally, he never did this, at that point he'll be chayav karis. So over here the chinuch is taking sides of a machlokas. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and others. The Rambam says that you're only going to be chayav karis, you're only going to be obligated, you're only going to get karis if you pass away and you never did a bris milah. But other opinions say, Tosfos and others say that if you, from day one, once you decide that you're not going to do a milah, then every single day you're going to be chayav karis again. So it's just a machlokas of opinions. The Rambam obviously is a little bit lighter over here, so maybe that's why he quotes him. He prefers that perspective. Aval ein lav chayav karis b'milas b'no. If a father does not give a milah to his son, nonetheless, he does not get karis. Elash over al asay, rather, he just has violated a positive commandment. We don't do that. So you'll say, this is not a very common thing to b'chayev karis, that a person should get karis if they did not do a positive commandment. When was that happen? If a person doesn't put tefillin on in the morning, does he get karis for that? Of course not. So says the chinuch, there is actually this mitzvah and one other mitzvah in the Torah. V'ein, b'chol ha-Torah mitzvah saseh, shechayev and al bitulas karis. There is no other commandment in the Torah that a person would get karis if they did not do it, a positive commandment, ki imzo, other than this, u'shchidas ha-pesach. This is how you know that we're doing this the right time of year, because the other commandment that you'd get karis for if you did not do it is the karban pesach. And that concludes this mitzvah. And then he says, parashas Vayera Elva Parshas Vihichayasara, Parshas told us Yitzhak, Parshas Yitzhak Yaakov, Ein Behem Mitzvos. The next four Parshios do not have any mitzvos, and God willing, next time we will continue with Parshas Vayishlach that has the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, but for now we will stop right here.